The international media has been going wild since the news of the rescue broke. But likely it will be very hard for the girls and others like them to reintegrate after more than 2 years in captivity. Hilary Matfess works with the Nigeria Social Violence Project at Johns Hopkins University. She's also a visiting fellow at the Institute for National Strategic Studies. She says that the fact that the Chibok girls have received so much media attention is actually a challenge.
I think it's likely that they'll receive, in the short term, different treatment, just because there is such an overwhelming media narrative surrounding their rescue. But I think long term, we haven't really seen a commitment on the part of the Nigerian government to building the infrastructure to provide women and girls with the sorts of economic and social opportunities and support that they need to rehabilitate the northeast portion of the country.
The Nigerian army says it has rescued hundreds of girls and women, apart from the Chibok girls, from the Boko Haram stronghold in the Sambisa forest, and others have escaped. Yet many of these girls face stigma from their communities when they return. Mia Bloom is a professor of communications at Georgia University. She has written about women and Boko Haram.
The problem has been that although some of the religious authorities in Nigeria have been very supportive of them being integrated back into their communities are looking at them with great suspicion. Part of it has to do with 91% of the girls who were rescued in the last year were pregnant. And so there's this perception that the women are going to give birth to little Boko fighters, even though Boko is an ideology and not an ethnicity. But they're also worried that the women are potential fifth column, that they are ultimately going to turn. And in fact, they use very nasty analogies, you know, language like rabid dog or a disease that is just laying in wait.
Boko Haram's sexual violence against women has been documented by rights groups. Mauzi Sagun is a researcher for Human Rights Watch based in Abuja. She says that the way that people think about sexual violence needs to be addressed in order for these girls to be reintegrated.
Sexual violence in itself is viewed, you know, with shame, you know, and the tendency to want to stigmatize the victim. I mean, Amina returned with a baby. She has obviously been subjected to sexual abuse. I think that with the understanding that stigma is sure to follow, there must be efforts to educate the community and her family and the community to protect her.
Yet Mia Bloom says that extra care needs to be taken to care for the girls' psychological needs. She says that the girls may have mixed feelings about Boko Haram.
It's conceivable that at some level, over the course of 2 years, you know, being constantly fed the same messages and being brainwashed, that some of the messages may have been absorbed. We know, for example, when the Nigerian forces first went into Sambisa, some of the women shot back at the very soldiers who were trying to rescue them. You know, we can't assume that the women are definitely radicalized. We don't know what sorts of experiences have impacted her over the long term.
According to Hilary Matfess of the Nigeria Social Violence Project, if these women face too much stigma from their community, they may be driven right back into the arms of Boko Haram.